I did okay with that, Tracy,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
I mean, it was my best.
You know, we need to, you know, always room for improvement, right?
Always.
I mean, you know, there's always different things we can do.
Right? I can't get any lower than that, though. Kate, job.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tracy,
yeah. I'm not going to try.
From the Pike Speak Workforce Center, joining us this morning. And first, we're going to start with kind of a look at the state of the workforce in our area. And as we were kind of quickly chatting about, unemployment numbers are up in our area.
They are. Unemployment's right now is in the Colorado Springs metro area, which is El Paso, Teller counties, is 4.5%. So that's up 1% from last year at this time. So we are seeing an increase. There's still a lot of job opportunities out there, and the job ranges still are from minimum wage, which has increased in January to $11.10 an hour, up to six-figure jobs. So there's still a lot of jobs out there, but we are starting to see an increase in unemployment rate.
Well, and we've talked before, Tracy, and some of the top jobs that we see in our area are service jobs.
Correct.
That's a big area.
That's right.
But also healthcare, technical jobs too, right?
Right. If you look right now, and I'm pulling up labor market information, which is Colorado Labor Market, LMIGateway.com. And right now, your top employers in our area are UC Health, Northrop Grumman, McDonald's Corporation, Centura Health, and the Broadmoor. So you have both tech, you know, a lot of different industries, tech, healthcare, and hospitality tourism.
But just because we're seeing that kind of unemployment go up, the number of available jobs is still up there.
It's still up there. We've been averaging last year over 13,000 open positions in El Paso, Teller County, and that number is down a little bit, but we're still at, you know, 12,000. So it's still a lot of jobs.
Yeah. So there's plenty of opportunities.
There's plenty of opportunities. And really look at the skill sets that you need for that job, and look at your transferable skills that you have. If you've gone from one industry to a new industry, what are the transferable skills that you can take to the new industry?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we've talked about it, and we've heard about some call centers shutting down and some local businesses shutting down. But sometimes the Pike Speak Workforce Center is called in to work with these companies, right, to help their employees transition.
Exactly. We've been in touch with employees with Brella Brothers Pizza that were laid off last week, and then the Wild West, you know, helping them transfer into other skills. And we've got a lot of companies that know that those employees with those skill sets are looking for jobs, and companies have actually contacted us to say, how can we get our hands on those employees?
Oh, that's fantastic.
So our work in our website, ppwfc.org, or even our Facebook page, has great resources available if you've been, you know, one of those laid off by no fault of your own.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about, I know it's still a couple of months away, but it's time to start getting ready because some of the biggest job fairs of the year are happening in what, April?
Right. April, we call our job fair season. We'll have four job fairs the month of April. We'll have a young adult job fair at the Southeast YMCA. We'll have our adult job fair, and then we'll go up the pass to Teller County. We'll have one in Woodland Park, and then we'll have one in Cripple Creek. In addition, in the end of February, the 22nd, we have a Connect with a Vet job fair
that's
on Fort Carson to really help those transferring out of the military and spouses find local employment.
Talk about transferable skills.
Right. There's a lot of transferable skills.
Absolutely.
Military.
Well, and we're so excited. We kind of brainstormed. And what we're going to do on the extra is we're teaming up with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And leading up to those job fairs, those big job fairs, it's kind of based on the workshops, the free workshops that are at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center to help people get ready.
Exactly. We have numerous 21 different workshops at the Workforce Center. And great, thanks to our partnership, we're going to be coming on the extra and doing preparing for an interview and your basic resume. And we're going to be talking for an hour on the extra. It's going to be podcast, which is going to be wonderful for people to reference at all times of the day and night to really talk about some of those basic skills that you need in preparing for the interview, and also that 30-second elevator speech we always talk about.
Well, and it's amazing. And it's if you have not, like, you know, been in a job for a while, or maybe you're looking to change a career and you're like, you go into these workshops, it's like, wait, it changes all the time, doesn't it?
It really does. It changes with the times, it changes with the companies and the skills that they need. And it's great, you know, great to get refreshed on those type of skill sets.
Yeah. And we're going to have our first one that's coming up next Thursday on the extra, and it'll be resume writing and interviewing, and I'm looking forward to it. And then we'll move into, like, things like, you know, your LinkedIn profiling, all of this
right
stuff,
social media presence. What's your social media? How do you job search through LinkedIn? There's some great tools.
Absolutely. Tracy, it is always great seeing you. Happy
Thank
Wednesday
you. Happy Wednesday to you too.
And we'll be back. It's 8:43 now at KRDO's Morning News.